Kinesiology researchers at DSU have apparently discovered a way of determining whether a person possesses a high risk for ankle injuries. Talk to me about this.
Well, what we originally were setting out to do was to actually better characterize human balance and postural control. And so we were focusing on looking at the neuromuscular control of the specifically the ankle joint, which is a joint that is very influential in maintaining someone's overall balance. And so what we wanted to do was essentially look at how the ankle was controlled by the nervous system and the muscular system around the ankle in terms of helping people to maintain balance. And what we started to find were that individuals had different strategies that they used at the ankle to maintain their balance, which involved different levels of muscle activation around the ankle. And so when we found that the individual strategy would change from person to person, athlete to athlete, or just, you know, regular everyday human to human, we figured that this might mean something. And it might mean that certain individuals are at a higher risk for injury. And so actually, Kelly, the scope of the research changed quite a bit once we made that observation. What happened was there was a company by the name of Matt Market, and Matt Market, they manufacture shoe and footwear textiles. And one product that they were manufacturing at the time, so this has been going on over the last 3 years, the development of the research, they were developing a foot orthotic or a shoe orthotic, like a Dr. Scholl's shoe insert. And they heard what we were doing in our labs, and they approached us, and they wanted to partner with us in order to collect data that would validate their product. So they wanted research and data performed on this shoe orthotic to see how it influenced human movement, and specifically how it influenced human balance and postural control. And so we agreed to do that, and we started to do some research with our own athletes at DSU from various teams. So we tested the football team, men's and women's basketball team, actually the bowling team, women's lacrosse team, and some soccer players as well, before and after they started using these orthotics. And what we found was that their balance started to improve. And also, the way that they controlled their ankle started to improve, which ultimately made them safer in terms of their level of injury risk. And so once we found that, that these orthotics were actually beneficial for athletic performance, and even more meaningful, that we were able to start to see some reduction in injury risk with these orthotics, the research continued to grow from there. So we started to actually gain some traction with some pretty large institutions and organizations. So we started to get some attention from the NFL, from other NCAA institutions, and also some other shoe companies who are interested in how their shoes affect human movement and affect the risk of lower extremity injury. So it's all happened over maybe 2 or 3 years, and recently, over the course of the last few months, it really has started to get some attention, like I said, and gain some traction and really take off. So it's an exciting time for us in our exercise and rehab lab and also our biomechanics lab at DSU.
Okay, so I have a bunch of questions. So
sure.
First, the resulting innovation, it's been trademarked as the Homer technique.
Correct.
How did that name come about?
So my colleague, his name is actually Von Homer. He's a faculty member at Delaware State in our department. This project actually started as his PhD dissertation project. So the scope of the research that I mentioned, just simply trying to characterize balance, was what he was interested in doing his dissertation work on. So about 3 summers ago, the department was going through some transition, and we revamped our curriculum. We actually changed the name of the major from movement science to kinesiology, and we started this pretty big research initiative where we were trying to infuse and emphasize undergraduate research and the importance of it, and also start to conduct more of it through our labs. And so I was charged with leading that initiative as our research coordinator, and I recently started doing some small projects in our labs. And over that summer, I was approached by Dr. Homer, Dr. Von Homer, who also has a second degree. He's earning his second PhD currently in neuroscience, and he also has a terminal degree in podiatry. And so he was interested basically in coming to DSU to get a PhD in neuroscience so he could better understand his first doctoral degree in podiatry. So I thought that was interesting, and he wanted to look at kind of the neuroscience behind human movement, which is what my background is in. And so it was sort of a perfect partnership when I was approached with his idea for his research. So over time, like I said, we worked in the lab, kind of toiled away and figured out our data collection protocol. And then once it was validated and once it started to get some attention and once we realized that we were actually predicting risk level of injury, we trademarked the name. And since it's his dissertation, his project, what better name for it than the Homer technique? And so that's how the name of the test or the protocol came about.
All right. Answer this in layman's terms. And how and why, I guess more why, did the kinesiology research even come about? Did somebody hurt their ankle and you two scientists got together and said, we're going to do this research?
So it is human balance and postural control is a widely studied area of kinesiology. And it's pretty widely known that poor balance equals poor sports performance and a higher risk of injury, just having bad balance alone. It's been well studied. And so there are tests out there that have quantified balance previously and continue to do so. And those tests have been used to say that someone, due to their poor balance, has a higher risk of injury. And so we wanted to take it a step further and kind of answer the why questions of that. Why does poor balance sometimes result in poor performance and a higher risk of injury? And to answer those questions, we decided to investigate the nervous system's contribution to that and to see if it's more of a nervous system activation issue or more of a muscle weakness issue, which it has commonly been attributed to through the years. So we were just simply interested, Kelly, in trying to find another answer or a deeper answer into why poor balance equals poor sports performance and also higher risk of injury.
So, Dr. Mason, is the end goal, if there is an end goal, is the end goal to get athletes all across the country at all colleges and universities to use these orthotics?
Ultimately, that would be the end goal, would be to make athletes all over the world and all over the country aware of the benefits of products such as orthotics, and then also give them some information about exactly how it's affecting their bodies and affecting their movement. Also, by using the Homer technique, we can, like I said, quantify someone's neuromuscular control and how hard and how efficient muscles around the ankle are working. So hopefully we can offer what we learned through our research as a service to teams, to specific athletes all over the world so that they can better analyze and characterize their performance levels of their athletes. And then in turn, it could also lead to better rehabilitation techniques that are used. Instead of just making things stronger, we hopefully are going to be able to pinpoint which nerves, which muscle fibers are being activated the most or which ones are being used inefficiently in athletes and train the body related to neuromuscular control and not necessarily strength and conditioning.
You know, we've talked a lot about ankles and how these orthotics can be used. Are the orthotics good for other things? I know people wear orthotics to help with plantar fasciitis, to help with things like that. Can you address that?
So they are good for issues such as plantar fasciitis, because in addition to changing how the ankle is controlled, it also changes the alignment of the body in general. So it changes pressure points on the foot, which will change someone's gait, which will change their overall alignment and postural control. And so while it is also helping, you know, specifically balance and postural control, it's going to help other ailments that are due to misalignment of the body and inefficient mechanics.
All right. The only other question I have, who's paying for this research? How is it being funded?
So it is it's being funded by, unfortunately, by the company who was interested in learning how their product worked in relation to the human body. And so Map Market are the primary funders of the research.